Cape Talk, the world of advertising with Jonathan Cherry.
Jonathan Cherry, the owner of Cherry Flavor Media, joining you this morning. Very good morning to you, Jonathan, and welcome back.
Good morning, Kino. Thank you very much.
Now, this business of booze, right, is what we're going to be focusing on this morning, I see. And I believe that you want to discuss this concept of Dry January. And this apparently offers brands, I mean, I'm talking specifically alcohol brands here, an opportunity.
Yeah, so Dry January, that is where people decide after the festive season to give alcohol a bit of a break. There's also Sober October, which is another movement which internationally has picked up quite a lot of popularity. More and more people are kind of saying that to give your body a break from alcohol for a month has a huge number of health benefits. So that's the one reason. But also, millennials are starting to realize that we live in a very a hyper-consumerist society, where in many cases you are judged by what you buy, the brands that you associate with, and many people are pushing against that system. So it's a real trend, this idea that people are either going dry for a month or many people are just deciding not to drink at all. So as you would imagine, Kino, the same way that Meat-Free Mondays is a movement and the fact that veganism is really taking off, this presents a little bit of an opportunity, a challenge and an opportunity for companies that are in that space. So in the United States, for example, light beer has actually dropped by 6% year on year, the consumption of light beer in the United States, which is astounding. But now a lot of beer brands especially are seeing an opportunity to introduce a zero alcohol beer into the market. And before, a lot of beer brands like Anheuser-Busch, their brands, they used to have non-alcoholic options, but they were always produced under these random labels. But more and more beer brands are saying, well, let's put it under a recognized label. So in South Africa, you have Castle Free, and now Heineken is entering the United States market with their brand Heineken 0.0. So they're putting a significant amount of money into the brand in the United States. Early signs when they introduced it into the UK were very positive. So they introduced it in 2017, and already 5% of their total sales is for this 0.0 alcohol-free beer. So that's quite interesting because they're actually pegging the fact that the mother brand can also offer a non-alcoholic version. So they've got some interesting ads that they're putting into the United States. It's all under the hashtag #NowYouCan, and they kind of depict everyday scenes where normally you would never drink a beer, people are drinking a beer. So either at work or being at the gym or sitting in a car right in front of a police officer, they've got these little ads that promote that. So an interesting – you can have a look at them. But it's an interesting trend, you know, the fact that people are deciding to live healthier and actually just not wanting to drink as much as – I guess Generation X does. So, yeah, an interesting trend there, which always offers opportunities to savvy brands.
Now, moving on to your pick of the week. A fake crash stunt. This is by VW South Africa, Drive Dry, and Musa Mabena.
Yeah, so exactly. That's my pick of the week. If you haven't seen the ad, local rapper Mabuza Mabena, she was involved in an apparent car accident while she was live streaming on social media. The video quickly went viral. VW and the ad agency were very quiet about the fact that it was a stunt for a while. And because of that, people were very up in arms about the fact that they were fooled by this ad. So some commentators have said, well, the ad agency and VW should have come out earlier and said that it was a stunt. But my feeling is that if they had to have done that, the ad wouldn't have gone as viral and it wouldn't have been as talkable as what it was. I think the other thing that wasn't such a good thing is that VW ended up apologizing to everyone for the stunt. And I don't think they should have apologized at all. I think issues around road safety in this country are critical. There are thousands of people that died over the festive season. And I think we need to start having those hard conversations. So I think VW did a great job in highlighting the issue in a very shocking way, but it's a shocking topic. And I think we need to have these kind of conversations. So I don't think it was a good idea that they apologized. So I think that's a bit of a pity. But a great idea in any case, and I think a great example of an ad that really sparks a conversation online.
Now, we need these type of things to happen. I wouldn't say more regularly, but we need to keep a top of mind, the fact that around 15,000, 16,000 people die on our roads on a regular basis. So I agree with you about the apology. You know, sometimes corporate SA just needs to grow a set of you-know-whats. They're too worried about criticism sometimes. But Jonathan, great chatting to you. Thank you very much for that. Jonathan Cherry, owner of Cherry Flavor Media. Your time now, 14 minutes to 7. What's on your mind? What would you like to talk about? Is there a reinvention story that you'd like to share? A wonderful story. I don't know if you've seen the videos, but we'll be posting the video of this particular restaurant called Milk in Khayelitsha. It is divine. It's a double story. It's got open air. It's inside. Fine dining restaurant where you can have fun. It's beautiful. They serve the fine dining food. But from a social interaction perspective, if it's a wonderful night out, you can walk out onto these balconies. Or one big balcony on top where you can socialize and, you know, just sort of take in the surroundings and enjoy the air, so to speak. So we'll give you a link on Twitter. You can just follow us on @CapeTalk or follow me at Kino Cummies, KINOKAMM for Mickey Mouse and then IES. As simple as that. And then we can share that video with you.